Welcome back to the PWC podcast, everyone. Ready for a deep dive into a topic that's, a little mysterious.
Oh, yeah. Definitely mysterious.
Spiritual warfare. It might surprise you to know there's a battle happening on a spiritual level.
Yeah, right under our noses.
And it impacts our lives every single day.
You know what, though? This idea of a spiritual battle, it's not new. It's something that has captivated people for centuries, really, across cultures, too.
So for those who might be hearing about this for the first time, what does spiritual warfare actually even mean? What are we really talking about here?
Well, think of it like this. There are two powerful kingdoms, always at odds, God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom.
Ooh, I'm listening.
And according to the PWC episode we're looking at today, these forces are always at work behind the scenes, influencing all sorts of things like the laws we create, the entertainment we're drawn to, even how we use social media.
Wow. Yeah, that's a powerful image. And that episode really drove home how these influences can be super subtle, shaping our worldviews without us even realizing it.
Exactly. And we are constantly bombarded with messages, right? Messages that blur the lines between good and evil. You know that verse from Isaiah? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
Oh, yeah.
That's more relevant today than ever, I think.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. It really makes you stop and wonder how these forces might be affecting our own thinking without us even knowing it.
Right.
What really hit me hard in that episode was how they emphasized the mind. It's the main battleground.
Mm-hmm.
It's where Satan tries to plant those seeds of doubt and temptation.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's fascinating how those negative thoughts just kind of creep in. Have you ever had those thoughts like, you're not good enough, or God doesn't really love you, those sorts of things?
Absolutely. We all have those moments of self-doubt.
And the episode suggests that, those thoughts. They're often attacks from the enemy, and we can't just brush them off. We have to actively fight back.
So how do we do that? How do we take those thoughts captive
mm-hmm.
and replace them with truth?
Well, the episode offers a really compelling strategy. They use the analogy of spiritual weapons. We'll dive into those more later. But the main takeaway is, you have tools to combat negativity and fear.
Okay, before we get into those weapons, let me just say, if this topic has got you thinking and you're searching for a community that digs deeper into faith and how to live it out, come visit us at PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church. You'll find a welcoming group of people wrestling with these same questions.
Now let's unpack these spiritual weapons. They might sound a little abstract, but the PWC episode makes them very practical and relatable.
The first one they talked about was the armor of God. I gotta admit, that sounds a little intimidating.
I know, right?
Like something out of a medieval movie.
Uh-huh. It is a powerful metaphor, though. Think of it this way. Truth is your belt, holding you strong. Righteousness is your breastplate, protecting your heart. The gospel of peace is your footwear, grounding you in stability. And the shield of faith. It deflects those fiery darts of doubt and fear.
That's a much clearer way to understand it. Instead of just listing the pieces, you made it tangible, something we can actually visualize and apply.
Exactly. The armor of God is about being prepared for the daily battles we all face. Those moments when we're tempted to compromise our values or give in to negativity.
So it sounds like we need to be wearing this armor all the time.
Yeah.
What about prayer? How does that fit into this spiritual arsenal?
Prayer is our direct line to God. It's how we invite him into our struggles and draw strength from his presence. It's not just about asking for things. It's about aligning ourselves with his will and surrendering our anxieties.
So it's like having constant support, knowing that God is always there to listen and guide us.
It's also about aligning our desires and motivations with God's and actively seeking his will in every situation. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Even a few minutes each day can make a huge impact.
And then there's the importance of community. The PWC episode really emphasized that we're not meant to fight this battle alone.
That's crucial. Surrounding ourselves with other believers is vital. We need people who can encourage us, pray for us, and hold us accountable.
It's like having a spiritual support system, a team of people who get what we're going through and can offer guidance and strength.
We all need those people who can lift us up when we're down, challenge us when we're complacent, and celebrate with us when we win.
That sense of belonging and shared purpose is powerful. What was the final spiritual weapon the episode highlighted?
Immersing ourselves in God's word. The Bible is packed with wisdom, instructions, and encouragement. It reveals God's character, his plan for us, and the strategies we need to overcome challenges.
It's like having a roadmap for our spiritual journey, a guidebook that helps us navigate the complexities of life and make good decisions.
The more we fill our minds with God's word, the better equipped we are to discern truth from falsehood, recognize the enemy's schemes, and stand firm in our faith. It's a lifelong process of learning and growing.
I love how you've made these spiritual weapons so relatable and practical. These aren't just abstract concepts. They're tools we can use every day to fight back against negativity, temptation, and fear.
And here's the encouraging part. The PWC episode emphasized that we are not fighting this battle alone. In fact, we are already on the winning side.
Yes, they were very clear about that Jesus has already won the victory over Satan, and Satan has no power over a believer who is rooted in Christ.
A powerful truth to remember. It shifts our perspective from fear and defeat to confidence and hope.
For sure. They even quoted 1 John 4:4, "The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Knowing that God is with us, fighting for us, and empowering us through His Spirit makes all the difference in how we face these battles.
Absolutely. It's like having an unbeatable ally by our side, guiding us, protecting us, and leading us to victory. But it's not just about passively accepting that victory. We have to actively participate in it by using the tools we've been given.
So how do we actually experience that victory in our everyday lives? What does it look like to put on that armor of God, to pray, to connect with other believers, and to immerse ourselves in God's word?
Well, it starts with awareness, recognizing those negative thoughts and feelings as potential attacks, and then choosing to combat them with truth.
Can you give us an example of what that might look like in a real life situation?
Sure. Let's say you're dealing with a tough situation at work. You feel overwhelmed and start doubting your abilities. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral, you could put on the helmet of salvation, reminding yourself of your identity in Christ. You're chosen, loved, and equipped by God. Then you could use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to combat those lies with truth. Find a scripture that speaks to your situation and declare it out loud.
So it's about actively engaging in the battle. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, it's about making intentional choices that align with our faith, even when it's hard.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Connect with other believers. Share your struggles. Ask for prayer. That's where the power of community really comes in.
It's about having that support system to help us stay strong and accountable. And what about prayer? How can we make that a more effective weapon in our spiritual arsenal?
Make time for it. Even if it's just for a few minutes each day, find a quiet space where you can connect with God, share your heart with Him, express your gratitude for His blessings, and ask for His guidance and strength.
The PWC episode really emphasized making prayer a daily habit. It's like taking a few minutes each day to recharge our spiritual batteries, to refocus our minds, and to seek His direction for the day ahead. And of course, there's the importance of immersing ourselves in God's Word.
The Bible is full of stories of people who faced incredible challenges and overcame them through faith. Those stories can inspire us, encourage us, and give us practical strategies for our own battles.
The PWC episode challenged us to make reading the Bible a regular part of our lives, not just something we do on Sundays at church. It's like having a spiritual compass, guiding us in the right direction, and helping us stay on course even when the storms of life come our way.
And that's where finding a community of believers who can support you and encourage you in your faith journey can be so valuable. If you're looking for such a community, consider visiting PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church. It's a place where people are passionate about their faith and seeking to grow together.
We'd love to welcome you, connect with you, and support you on your spiritual journey. We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m., and we would be happy to have you join us.
Now let's get back to the PWC podcast episode. They closed with a powerful message about the reality of spiritual warfare, but also the assurance of victory in Christ.
They emphasized that as believers, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. It's a message of hope, encouragement, and empowerment. It's about recognizing that our true identity is found in Christ, and that in Him we have everything we need to overcome any challenge, any temptation, any attack that comes our way.
It's a reminder that we are not victims of circumstance, but victors through Christ. We have the power to choose how we respond to the challenges we face, and we can choose to respond with faith, courage, and determination.
That's a powerful truth to hold on to. It's so easy to get caught up in the negativity of the world and forget that we have the ultimate victory in Christ.
This whole conversation has been really insightful. I feel like I've gained a new perspective on my own faith journey. I've always struggled with this idea of spiritual warfare. It felt a bit abstract and overwhelming, but hearing these practical examples from the PWC episode has made it more real and manageable.
I agree. It's not about becoming obsessed with the idea of spiritual warfare, but about developing a healthy awareness of the spiritual forces at play and the strategies we need to stay strong in our faith.
It's about living with intentionality, making wise choices, and relying on God's strength to help us overcome whatever challenges come our way. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. There are resources available, communities of faith ready to welcome you, and a God who loves you unconditionally and wants to help you thrive.
Wow, this has been such a great conversation. It's amazing what we've unpacked just from one PWC episode.
Seriously, it really gave us so much to think about and even more to apply to our own lives.
So, just to recap for everyone listening, what are some of the big takeaways from our deep dive?
The biggest one for me is that spiritual warfare. It's real, but it's not something we should be afraid of.
Right.
We have the power of Christ on our side, and through him, we are more than conquerors.
So powerful, and such a crucial reminder, especially when we feel overwhelmed or discouraged. What else should our listeners take away?
Well, we talked about a lot of tools and resources, things that help us fight this battle effectively. The Armor of God prayer community, immersing ourselves in God's word.
Whole arsenal.
Exactly. And these aren't just theoretical concepts. They're things we can actually use in our everyday lives. It's about making intentional choices to engage in the battle and fight back against those negative thoughts and influences.
You said it. It's about being proactive,
mm-hmm.
not passive in our faith.
Totally.
And what about community? The PWC episode really hit home that we're not meant to go through this alone.
Absolutely. Surround yourself with other believers, people who can encourage you, pray for you, hold you accountable.
Such a difference maker, having that support system in place.
For sure.
And if you're looking for that kind of community, we invite you to come visit us at PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church.
Yeah.
We're a group of people passionate about our faith and committed to supporting each other on this crazy journey we call life.
We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Would love to have you.
Now, before we wrap up, I know you have a question for our listeners.
I do. Always love a good thought-provoking question to end on.
Let's hear it.
So think about this. How might becoming more aware of these spiritual forces change the way you approach your everyday challenges and decisions?
Ooh, that's a good one. It really makes us look beyond the surface and consider the deeper meaning behind everything we do.
Right. It's about realizing that our choices, our thoughts, our reactions to things, they can all be influenced by these unseen forces.
So powerful.
And by becoming more aware of those influences, we can make better choices. Ones that align with our faith and God's will for our lives.
It's about taking control, moving from reaction to action, empowered by the truth of God's word and the strength of his spirit.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for listening to the PWC podcast. We hope this deep dive into spiritual warfare has been helpful and encouraging.
And remember, you are not alone in this side. God is with you every step of the way.
Join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.